A New York City consultant who has reviewed the potential for the Channelside Arts District in Tampa received a mixed response from the Tampa City Council today. Leith Termulin from Land Air Project Resources is in town to give presentations about her study over the next 2 days. She said that her original charge to review the existing arts assets in the district has changed over the course of the last year. That's due to the fallout from the housing and credit crisis and the reduction in property taxes. Termulin's major request is that the city hire an arts program director to work on developing funding the arts from outside sources.
We are envisioning that this individual would initially report under the auspices of the Tampa Downtown Partnership, but that it would eventually evolve over a four-year period into a self-sustaining local development corporation.
As part of her study, Termulin said she conducted about 24 interviews with various members of the community, from taxi cab drivers to business owners to audience members and others, to provide her with a candid insight into Tampa. She also issued an online survey to about 2,000 people. Among other steps she said could energize Channelside is to have some companies relocate their offices to the ground floor in the district.
From a marketing point of view, we're not sure what the obstacles might be, but we do think it's a great way to have people, live people on the street level, to again encourage people to walk into and through the neighborhood and to overcome some of their perceptions that the neighborhood may not be safe.
Termulin said that with over 80 performing arts organizations in Hillsborough County, there are thousands of people with talents that could be used for an art parade.
An art parade of performers from all around Tampa doing life-size puppets and brass bands and barberside quartets. Or, there's so many variations. We would love to see an art parade that would, in fact, be birthed in the Channel District and, would really be emblematic of the great variety of performers there are in Tampa.
Councilmember Mary Mulhern praised the presentation and also advocated for an arts program director, but for the entire city and not just the Channel District.
Because of the budget crunch, I think we need to look at the idea of a arts coordinator in the bigger realm of maybe serving also downtown, Ybor City, maybe all of our CRAs, or at least Ybor City and East Tampa and downtown.
But Councilman Charlie Miranda said he had a different point of view about the Channelside District. He referred to the former arts director of the city, Paul Wilbon, who was let go because of budget cuts last year.
The budgetary constraints in this city, there's a lot of other needs for another position. I have streets that are 35, 40 years old, haven't been paved. I got a call this morning that I've been working on. There's various things in the city. I need more of everything. And this not to say your gesture, well taken, let me say, is not something that does not need to be addressed. How do we address that becomes a separate question.
Consultant Leith Termulin said that Miranda's comments echo a conversation she had recently with Pennsylvania Democratic Congressman John Murtha regarding the Pittsburgh area.
And he described how he went into his district, Pittsburgh, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and he said the first thing we had to do, the unemployment was so high, it was almost 50%. He said the first thing we had to do was replace the sewers, and then we had to replace the roads, and then the schools, and then so on and so on. Now he's got an unemployment rate of about 4%, and it's one of the most thriving arts cities in the country now. They are layers, and they are all important. They all blend together.